Act of the Foundation Syndicates and of their masters in the World Order, is intended to implement a ruthless type of Oriental despotism. As is traditional in this type of despotism, the most efficient palace servants are eunuchs. I'm going to pause for a moment here, folks. Now, you can see some of the inherent biases and stuff coming out with Eustace Mullins right here, with some of the ways that he talked and spoke about things. But I'm going to say, he's not really wrong. Historically, he's not wrong about this. Now, how do we apply that to the modern age? That's the question here. But let's continue reading, and let's see what he says about this next. So Eustace Mullins goes on here to say, eunuchs work for little or no pay because they do not have the expense of rearing families. In the Foundation world, we find the eunuch as the predominant type of official. The eunuchs move in and out of the foundations into prominent posts in government, education, and religion. Gonna pause for a moment here, folks. So he's referring to the term eunuch, and he's referring back to some of the ancient cultures where the palaces, the kings, and the rulers put eunuchs in charge of various departments because, well, they understood this, that the eunuch isn't going to have a family to worry about, not raising children. Why do you think they openly promote this LGBTQ nonsense and try to instantiate these people into positions of authority all throughout corporation and government and everything else? And the tax-free foundations are rife with these people, these social justice types that don't have a clue about what your average family man has in mind for himself and his family, or your average mother of children wants in for her children, what your average family, your traditional family, would want. They don't even care about that. They don't want to think about that. They look down their nose upon that notion. And this is all part and parcel of this overarching agenda of control. So regardless of what your stance is on the whole LGBTQ, whatever, however many letters they add to it now, thing here, regardless of your stance, what you have to understand is it's been heavily politicized and it's been weaponized. It's been weaponized as a tool for the control of the masses, and it's been something that's been desired by those people in charge in this world because it leads to depopulation. The ultimate ends of that, of following that whole path in life, is depopulation, and they know this, and this is exactly what they want. And they want these types of people to head up certain projects because, well, they know they don't have a future and they don't care about other people's future. They don't have progeny that they want to try to build something for or pass off an inheritance for. That's the whole point here. Now, I know this sounds like a broad generalization, and it kind of is, and I don't want to paint anybody that identifies in that way in a bad light. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just pointing out this is how they've weaponized the idea, because it's generally, historically, a very, very tiny percentage of the population that falls into that category. But it has been pushed and promoted heavily in the mainstream, in the entertainment, in the culture, in the news media, all over the place. They're trying to normalize it and make it seem like everybody should fall under that banner. And everything is acceptable except for being straight. That's exactly what they're pushing here. And it's just something that irks me, but I don't want to get into that much of a side trail about that whole notion. But Eustace Mullins is pointing this out. This is the reason why people in positions of governance want these types of people who have these attitudes in positions of power. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. And this is hearkening back to ancient history, because this is a known commodity. This is recorded history. This is what many rulers and kings have done in the past. They've put these people in charge of many things for these various reasons. And you would be foolish to think that there's people in positions of power today that don't want the same thing, because they certainly do. It looks a little different today than what it did then, but keep in mind, same old playbook. So let's continue reading here. So Eustace Mullins goes on to say, in the Foundation world, we find the eunuch as the predominant type of official. The eunuchs move in and out of the foundations into prominent posts in government, education, and religion. Although they may marry and have children, psychologically they remain eunuchs, those who have forsworn their manhood to become palace servants of the world order. Columnist Jeffrey Hart recently commented on this type, referring to Mondale's selection of Geraldine Ferraro as his vice presidential nominee. Mondale should have chosen a man in order to balance the ticket, end quote. going to pause for a moment here, folks. So this is showing the time that this book was written. This was in the mid to late 1980s, as I recall, because that's when Walter Mondale